Hello and welcome to Sunday Night Jam Sessions. This is Venus and I have 5 more songs for you tonight. I do have to say though that the reason why I took a week off is because I am completely stuck on the Arctic Monkeys and Dead Weather albums. They're that good. So definitely go pick those up, and I will be starting tonight off with an Arctic Monkeys song. I actually think this is the best song on the album. It's very, very moody, and Alison Mosshart, who's actually on the Dead Weather album, or in the band, she's also from The Kills, does the backup voices on vocals on this song. So the song is The Fire and the Thud. So the next song that I want to play actually came from a movie that I watched called Wrist Cutters, a love story. And actually, if you get a chance, it's one of my favorite movies. If you get a chance, you should totally watch that movie because it's so crazy. It's about this world where people go. It's kind of morbid, but it's really entertaining. It's like these people kill themselves and they get stuck in this sort of like purgatory type place. And this guy finds out that his girlfriend that he left in the real world was there, and he was trying to go find her while in the meantime, he's actually kind of falling in love with this other chick who thinks she's there by accident. And they have this whole long drama about that, but it was really cool. The movie's really cool. And the beginning of the movie starts off with a scene where the main character is playing this song, which is called Dead and Lovely by Tom Waits, and it's from the Real Gone album, and that's what really caught me. Within like 2 seconds, I was stuck watching this movie because the song was amazing. And the other thing is Tom Waits is actually in this movie, and I'll be real, I didn't really know who he was prior to this movie, but his character in the movie was enough, and this song was enough for me to go back and really want to find out who he is. And he's really, really interesting. He's like a more of a storyteller than a singer, and he does very like kind of like Americana from like maybe the almost like the 1800s. His music is like really, really simple, but I wouldn't say 1800s. I would say like really, really early 20th century, maybe late 19th century, because it's just usually him kind of talking and maybe sing-songy kind of, but he's just telling stories, and they're very interesting. And this one is one of them, and it's about, the song is called Dead and Lovely, like I said, and it's about a woman who meets a guy, but they're both in a scenario where they're having to be people that they're not, but it's by choice. So, enjoy Dead and Lovely by Tom Waits.
Was a middle class girl. She wasn't over her head. She thought she could stand up in the deep end. He had a bulletproof smile. He had money to burn. She thought she had the moon in her pocket, but now she's dead. She's so dead, forever dead and lovely now. I've always been told to remember this. Don't let a fool kiss you, never marry for love. He was hard to impress. He knew everyone's secrets. He wore her on his arm just like jewelry. He never gave but a guy. Kept her on a leash. He's not the kind of wheel you fall asleep at, but now she's dead. Look deeper, you're falling fast, just like a plane on a stormy sea. She made up someone to be. She made up somewhere to be from. This is one business in the world where there's no problem at all. Everything that is left, they will only plow under. Soon everyone you knew will be gone. And now she's dead. Thank you. told to remember this. Don't let a kiss fool you. Never marry for love. Everything has its price. Everything has its place. What's more romantic than dying in the moonlight? Now they're all watching the sea. What's lost can never be broken. Her roots were sweet, but they were so shallow. And now she's dead, forever dead.
To bring it back up and play some Billie Holiday. This song actually came on random today, and I haven't heard it in forever. And Billie Holiday is one of the greatest jazz singers of all time. And what I find to be interesting about the times that we live in now is that if she was to try to present her voice to any sort of record label or anything like that right now, or to the public, I don't think most people would be very receptive, because we're, I don't know, I guess not into that sound anymore. I don't know. But I think her voice is amazing, and I'm glad that we do have this body of work from her. So the song that I'm going to be playing is called We'll Be Together Again.
No tears, no fears, remember there's always tomorrow. So what if we have to part? We'll be together again. Your kiss, your smile, our memories I'll treasure forever. So try thinking with your heart. We'll be together again. Times when I know you'll be lonesome. Times when I know you'll be sad. Don't let temptation surround you. Don't let the blues make you bad. Someday, some way, we both have a lifetime before us. For parting is not goodbye. We'll be together again. Thank you. quiet sound. Times when I know you'll be sad. Don't let temptation surround you. Don't let the blues make you mad. Someday, some way, we both have a lifetime before us. For parting is not goodbye. We'll be together again.
So moving on to the next jazz great, I am going to be playing a song by Mulatu Astatke, whose name I know I'm totally messing up, but he's Ethiopian, and he's renowned in actually all over Africa, in that lovely country of Africa. But he's one of the just most well-known jazz players there, and I'm going to be playing a song that Kanon actually sampled in his ABC song that I actually played that song a couple months ago when his mixtape came out. So you can go back and listen to that. It's the part of the riff on this song is like, da-na-na-na-na-na. That's the part that he took. But the rest of the song is great too, and I want to be able to give you the song that was sampled and a song that actually influenced a lot of musicians all over Africa. So the song is called, and I'm totally going to mess this up, Kasa Left Kut Hulu, which means from all the time I have passed. So do enjoy this. That song a lot. So for the last song of the night, I do want to play some more Ruth Brown, because I really like her. And yeah, I don't think I really need another reason. So I'm going to be playing a song that maybe some of you have actually heard before. It's called I Don't Know. And it's a pretty classic song of hers. And probably one of the most well-known singles that she had. But if you don't know it, then hey, you got something new. And I hope you like this song, I Don't Know, by Ruth Brown.
Should I let myself go in his direction? Is his love strong enough for my heart's protection? I don't know. If I gave him my heart, would he refuse it? Would he tear it apart or tenderly use it? I don't know.
So that is tonight's jam session. I hope you enjoyed these five songs, and I'm definitely going to be working on getting you guys five more songs for next week. I do have some pretty good ideas of what I'm going to play, so I will be here. And yeah, until next week, this is Venus. Always keep your music free, and if you have any suggestions of any, like, you know, I play whatever. It's whatever comes to mind, literally. If you have any suggestions, always holler at me. You can always send me music. If it's your music that you're doing that you want to promote, definitely send that to me, and we could possibly do some interviews or whatever. And also check out Cloud9 Skateboards on MySpace. That's definitely the biggest sponsor for Sunday night jam sessions. And that's it. Until next week, keep your music free. Peace.